This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yesterday we told a story about a mailman. Mail person. In East Cobb, his name's Chauncey. And I said that I met with Kelly at an event I was at over the weekend. And I just want to read this from her. She sent this to me, late last night, and I just saw it because we were talking about Chauncey, and then we got messages from people who were like, oh, man, he's been you know, in the business, and 30-some-odd years he's been in the postal business. She says, Chauncey rang her doorbell yesterday and was grinning ear to ear, Mike.
Oh, that's awesome.
Chauncey listens to us every day, and I just mentioned
really,
his name.
Chauncey's a legend because we're getting hits on social media on the text line. I know Chauncey.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So he's a legendary letter carrier.
So Kelly says he rang my doorbell, and Kelly's to work with us, by the way. She was at this event that I was at on Sunday, but she says he's ringing the doorbell, grinning ear to ear, and I didn't expect for you to write a note when I said, can you sign this? Well, she left a piece of paper and a pen, and I was like,
mm-hmm, right.
So I left the note saying, Chauncey, we're going to shout you out on Tuesday. Thank you for listening, man. Mike and I really appreciate it. I signed it, Dukes and Bell, blah, blah, blah. So she says that note made his day. He couldn't believe you guys were talking about him. So I just want to say, man, the follow-up to yesterday's story is this. And, you know, you never know how people take that in, Mike, or what the reaction's going to be. And we had, as you said, people on social media hitting us up. But as we said yesterday, man, without you guys, there is no us. So a big shout out again to Chauncey. But Kelly, thank you for that note, because I just sent him a note from us as a show saying, man, look, we try to have fun. We tell people this all the time. We run into people all the time. You and Mike, man, you guys are. And I say, look, we just try to have fun. We try to have a good time. And we hope you guys have a good time with us over the next, 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
And that's the goal every day. And so I only say that to say, Kelly, thank you for the note. Chauncey, thank you. But Mike, he let her know. I heard talking about me.
No, man. Like, you always, first off, two things. I love people who take pride in their job, whatever their job is.
That's right.
Okay. I mean, you know, they're not mailing it in, pardon the pun, because he's a letter carrier.
That's right.
But I mean, whether it's the UPS guy, you know, or anybody, you know, I always joke around, like Chick-fil-A down in Peachtree City. Those, you know, the kids are in high school and some kids are in college. I mean, the hustle and the vibe and the positive attitude, you know, I mean, I think we take it for granted sometimes, but that's great. Take pride in your stuff, man. It goes a long way.
It does. All right, man. We got a lot going on. Braves have a 3-game win streak going on. We're going to talk more about Chris Sale and what Snit had to say as well last night. It went to over extra innings, should I say, and they were able to pull it out. Also, a little bit later on, Yeah Man, No Man with our man Day-Day. Stay tuned for that. He has a follow-up on this whole subscription streaming thing we got into.
Is this going to make me start screaming again?
No, not at all.
But right now, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, the big news today, Cowboys are finalizing a trade with the Steelers for George Pickens. It's expected to include a third-round pick and other pick swaps. Steelers are getting a 2026 third round and a 2027 fifth round pick. We discussed this earlier, and I want to bring this home because I had a guy hit me up and say, Dukes, man, who would you rather have, Pickens or Pitts? Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that some of these dudes, and we don't want to belittle, but some guys, because I tell this a day earlier, I had a guy come at me on Twitter, why aren't we in the mix for Pickens? We don't need him. I think we got a wide receiver that's pretty okay right now. By the way, we have no cap space, and he's going to want a fifth-year option. You're going to pick it up? What are you going to trade? We have no draft picks because we use a lot of our draft equity
to make deals.
I mean,
yeah.
As far as a fifth rounder,
yeah.
So I mean, and Pickens, I don't need a head case. I got a young rookie quarterback for all intents and purposes going into his second year. I don't need drama. I need guys all pulling the line the same direction. Let's go.
Yeah, and Mike, here's the thing: are we frustrated with Pitts' overall production? Yes,
of course.
But he's not disruptive. He has not been disruptive. He doesn't get silly, unsportsmanlike penalties to set us behind the chains. The answer is no. So please stop with this nonsense about who would you rather have. We hope Pickens has a great year with the Cowboys, but I hope Pitts balls out. But he is not this guy that's all about himself. And that is who George Pickens has become. And yet, Mike, he's not accomplished anything. How many All-Pros does he have? How many Pro Bowls he's been to?
No.
I mean, he hasn't done anything.
As we said, he's just the latest in a long line of tremendously talented but dysfunctional wide receivers in the Steel City. There's an article from DLLS, All City, the Cowboys website.
Okay.
A dude named Clarence Hill, he reports that Pickens is, quote, not looking to do one, talking about a contract extension, and now feels he's going to prove, okay, he's going to prove. So it took getting traded to the Cowboys to figure out, wow, I'm screwing this up, and they don't believe in me. All right. I mean, we'll see. If the Cowboys, you know, decide. It's basically a year-long. See, if he looks at it the right way, it's a year-long audition, and either Dallas can stick with him. They might not have enough money for him. That's the thing.
No, I agree.
Or he just signs somewhere else. We'll see. But, I mean, that to me is like that's a smack in the face that you have got tremendous talent. You're wasting.
Yeah, and by the way, you're not paying, all right, Micah Parsons and paying him. My
right.
point is, like,
CeeDee Parsons, Lamb, Dak, him, and him.
Correct.
No.
Yes, Parsons first. And I'm not saying he even deserves that kind of money, but to your point, Mike. All right, real quick, while we're talking about Pickens, while he's on his way to Dallas, this is interesting. Rumors are out there. I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out. That maybe the Steelers are now interested in Alan Lazard, who played with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, Rodgers does have his crew. I mean, where Rodgers goes, Lazard is sure to follow.
It's true. 6'5", Mike. 225.
Right.
Good in the red zone. He's only 29. It seems like Alan Lazard has been in the league a lot longer, but he's only 29 years old.
Right.
But
maybe they'll hire Jordy Nelson, too.
Well, here's the deal. He was with the Jets, obviously. And, you know, I'm wondering, okay, again, it's rumor. But if this is true, then maybe they do know that this guy's coming.
I do think that certainly would be a sign of something to happen, which, again, for us means the market for after Kirk Cousins is null and void. It doesn't exist.
It's just rumor.
But, again, if you want to put two and two together, maybe get five or maybe not four, but it does kind of look, if you're looking down the road, I don't know why Rodgers is doing it the way he's doing it. He, you know, whatever. He's apparently got a girlfriend now. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Sure, he's a barrel of laughs. But as far as this situation with the Steelers, yeah, I just think that now we look at Cousins and you hold on to him around camp time, as you've always suggested. Maybe you do it after June 1, or you roll into camp with him. He plays good boy, and maybe we trade him to a team that has some sort of injury situation. But that's going to be a very unique set of circumstances for a quarterback's all-around record with Arthur Blank saying, I'm only going somewhere in some place where I can start.
I agree. We're going to wait and see. It's just a wait-and-see game right now. Hey, Saints fans, I got an update for you. Not really. Derek Carr has visited with team doctors twice in the recent weeks. He believes, Mike, he injured his shoulder in week 14 against the Giants. Same game, by the way, that he injured his wrist. Long story short, guys, they're trying to figure out what's best. What's best is probably surgery. He's not saying that. He's saying that I don't need it or whatever. But if it's surgery, he said this, Mike, he's not playing this year, which is why, don't you guys think, they drafted Tyler Shook.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason. Now, they do need a quarterback for down the road. But they also said, look, we can't go into the season knowing Carr may or may not be available.
But why is it? This is like an NBA player having surgery the week before the season begins.
It
and
is.
Why are we just getting this information now?
It is. And especially if he's visited with doctors at least, what, twice in the last recent weeks. I don't know where this goes.
Was he hoping a chiropractor is going to smack it back into place? I don't know what he's doing.
I don't either. But that is coming out of New Orleans. And I'm just surprised, again, that they have moved his money forward, kept him on the roster. I thought that they might have tried to move him,
yeah.
Mike. with the new coach.
Or just eat it, you know, eat it, just eat it, you know, and move on. Gabe Davis, who signed, remember, he was actually, he had some good years. I don't know if he got to 1,000 yards with the Bills, but he always had like 6 or 7 touchdowns. And he left to go be a free agent. He got some decent money. It was due $12.5 million. Jags have released him. And it's funny because remember the Buffalo general manager was on the sports talk station up there and they were killing him for not having a wide receiver. Can Gabe go back? Can you go home again? I mean, you're going to make the money you were looking to make in Jacksonville, but I still think they could use another wide receiver in that room up in Buffalo.
$12.5 million? He ain't getting that up there.
No.
They paid all their key guys already. Hey, this is Tom Brady talking to Shador. Is that right? Is that what this is? Let's hear this because this is the phone call after Shador got drafted. Now this audio is out there. And if you don't know, him and Brady, they've been pals or whatever, however you want to describe
it's a text message. Yeah.
This is a text?
Yeah.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if it was the audio, but this is what Brady said he said in the text message. Correction. All right, let's hear it.
I wasn't a part of any evaluation process or to
Skip Bayless
to see
says
that.
Otherwise.
No, no. Well, everyone's got every, you know. That's the problem with media is everyone can just say whatever the they want. I actually texted Shador because I know him very well. And I said, dude, like whatever happens, wherever you go, that's your first day. Day two matters more than the draft. I was 199. Yeah. So who could speak on it better than me? Like what that really means. Yeah. Use it as motivation. You're going to get your chances. Go take advantage of it.
It's a great point. And he's right. And who cares what Skip said? But
seriously,
yes.
Of all people out there.
Least cares. But that's interesting, Mike. I mean, does that help Shador mentally, do you think?
Look, you're going to – I still think he's a better athlete than Dylan Gabriel. I think you beat him out. And then, as we said, you work your way up the line. Pickett is – I mean, they didn't pick up the fifth-year option we talked about. And Flacco, even if Flacco is the starter for much of the season, at some point you can win the job. Yes, it's not going to be as easy as other quarterbacks will have a path to being a starter. And maybe they should have just picked him when they took Dylan Gabriel, whatever. But, and everyone's got his back. That's the one thing. You know, you got so many people who feel this is the crime of the century, what happened to Shador Sanders. That, I mean, certainly the media will be hyping him up, and everyone will be looking at breaking down every single throw in preseason. And I got a funny soundbite. I don't have the soundbite. Actually, I got the article. Tariq Hill, I don't know if he was on a podcast. The video is him. He's just kind of like laying back in a lazy boy car on a phone.
Okay.
And he's asked to rank his top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL. Tariq Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Then he goes with Baker Mayfield. He doesn't mention his own quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa.
I thought Tua was better than Patrick Mahomes.
Didn't he say that he throws a better ball than Patrick Mahomes two years ago?
He did.
Tariq has lost his – and another guy lost his damn mind. The Antonio Brown outcome, I hope that's not where it's chanting, but it does feel it's going down that lane, okay? If there's a sign that says, mile ahead, Antonio Brown crazy land, Tariq Hill is in the lane, Carl, looking at that exit.
Tua should not only be on the list, he should have been first. Right?
Even if he's not believing it.
Correct.
To pump up the guy and let's get back on track with this team. Which, again, by the way, talking to a bunch of Dolphin fans down in South Florida for the week, they say the same thing that you and I say.
About?
Where's the defense? Oh, what the hell are you guys doing, and why did you give all that money to two receivers?
Yeah, it's going to set them back, man. We'll see. They still have not traded Jalen, right? That's still out there. Jalen Ramsey's on the block. Mm-hmm. No deal for him yet. Hey, 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at Priority Men's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's medical.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.